Australian motorists could be charged for each and every kilometre you drive under a radical new 15-year infrastructure plan which aims to overhaul our nation's road, rail and port system. The Turnbull government today will announce a top-level review of road user charges, and that's going to look at the controversial proposal to replace fuel excise with a new tax that motorists would pay depending on the distance you travel. Paul Fletcher is the Minister for Major Projects and he joins us in our Parliament House studios. Minister, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Frank. Good to be with you.
So why is the government considering this or reviewing this, dropping the fuel excise and replacing it with a road user charge? What would be the rationale behind a shift like this?
Well, what we're doing today is announcing the government's response to the Infrastructure Australia 15-year plan. So Infrastructure Australia is the government's specialised independent advisor on infrastructure. They brought forward a plan earlier this year with some 78 recommendations. Now, one of those was to have a public inquiry into our present system of how we fund roads and how we pay for roads. Many people today don't realise that they do pay quite a lot to use our roads through registration charges and also through the fuel excise system where you pay almost 40 cents a litre. And according to modelling, for example, done by the AAA, the automobile peak body, Australians can be, in some cases, spending $50 a week through fuel excise and registration to use our road system. So what Infrastructure Australia has suggested is that we ought to hold a public inquiry to look at our present system and how it operates, whether it's fair. One of the issues is that as vehicles become more fuel efficient, what that means is if you're driving, say, a 10-year-old Commodore, you're paying through the fuel excise system the equivalent of about 4.5 cents a kilometre. If you're driving a Prius, it's about 1.5 cents a kilometre. If you're driving a completely electric Tesla, you're not paying anything through the fuel excise system. So one of the issues is fairness. And so one of the aims of this study will be to have a very thorough look at our current system, how it works, but it will also look at issues like the role of councils. We've got 880,000 kilometres of roads in Australia, many of them maintained by councils who are in significant cases under some pressure. We also have the issue of how much we spend on maintenance versus how much we spend on new projects.
Okay, so it's about maintenance of the roads, of our road networks, as well as where new roads need to be built. But just a review is a good idea, obviously, because there can be unexpected snags with these things. Just as you mentioned there, someone in a gas-guzzling 10-year-old car is paying a lot more in taxes than someone with, let's call it a clean car, either a hybrid or an electric car. But you want to make sure too you don't, in this shift, then take away any incentive for people shifting to cleaner cars, because we want a cleaner car stock, don't we?
Look, there's a whole range of factors to look at, and one of the other factors is that our road funding system involves both the Commonwealth and the states. So certainly with this review, the states will be involved. I want to emphasise what we're committing to today is a study into these issues. Mm-hmm. If there were to be any changes in this direction, that's a 10 to 15 year journey.
But sure, but this idea's come up before. The Henry Tax Committee had a notion around this, and I think it was regarded as a little bit too hot to handle then, and that's because a change like this will have winners and it will have losers. Can you say that if every passenger and every person on the car on the road, whether they're paying a road user charge rather than the tax excise, whether that will mean most motorists are likely to end up paying more to drive their cars or less? Can we say that yet?
Fran, I don't think we know the answers to those questions. If there were to be any change, it would require both the Commonwealth and the state governments to agree. So what we're committing to do today simply is to have a study to be led by an eminent Australian, and we'll be announcing more in due course about who that is and the terms of reference and so on. But it's really about having a thorough look at this issue because, as you say, a whole lot of reviews, the Henry Review, the Harper Review into Competition, which reported last year, the Productivity Commission Inquiry into Public Infrastructure, have recommended looking at this direction. So too, bodies like the Australian Trucking Association have suggested a change to the way that we presently charge heavy vehicles. Those are 4.5 tonnes and above, about 3% of the fleet.
There's a rudimentary, they want to pay less, presumably.
Well, there's a rudimentary user charging system now, but they want some changes to that. And as I've mentioned, the Australian Automobile Association, which is the peak body for the motoring clubs has called for a comprehensive look at this. So what we're going to do is have a look at it. Mm. Certainly, we need to have a detailed look at it, but there won't be any change here unless governments, and I do emphasise both Commonwealth and state and territory governments, are persuaded that the outcome would be a system that was fairer, that produced better roads, that helped people get around more easily, that reduced congestion. So we need to have a look at our current system, understand how it works, improve public awareness of how it works, because, as I say, the majority of people either don't know they're paying fuel excise or don't know what the rate is.
Yeah, I guess.
But the key test is whether you could deliver a better outcome. And that's really what all of the recommendations of these 78 recommendations, looking at a whole range of infrastructure issues in Australia, Infrastructure Australia's 15-year plan, are directed at. We're accepting the majority of the recommendations. There's also things like working with state governments to develop urban rail plans for our five largest cities and developing a data collection and dissemination plan to improve the collection of data across the infrastructure sector.
So okay. I want to come back to rail, but just briefly, I mean, I presume perhaps this is a case too of technology catching up with the ideas of the Henry Tax Committee and others, which is a long time ago now, because we have GPS tracking, it's so efficient, we can actually easily work out where cars are on the road and when, and that allows this to happen. But it is about better funding models too. And of the $15 billion collected every year from fuel excise, according to the motoring organisations, less than half of that is returned to building or maintaining roads. If there was a road user charge, would every dollar be spent on roads?
Certainly one of the arguments that is made here is that if you had a more direct user charging system, there'd be a more direct connection between what people pay to use roads and then how that money gets spent, and also that it would more directly reflect where people are travelling, so that decisions about which roads got upgraded, where new investments were made, would be more directly responsive to travel patterns.
And but also travel patterns might change because of costs, so people might change them. That might help with congestion.
Well, these are all questions that we need to understand better. I think the honest answer is we don't know the answer in practical terms yet. There's a lot of theory around this. What we want to do is have a very comprehensive study that starts with really explaining to Australians how the present system works, what some of its strengths are, what some of its weaknesses are, and then looking at whether there would be ways of delivering better roads, a fairer system, reduced congestion. These are all things that we would need to be satisfied of if there were to be any change. And certainly any change is going to be a 10 to 15 year journey. But what we are announcing today is a significant study that will be led by an eminent Australian that will look into the potential benefits and impacts of road user charging. That's one of several key responses that we'll be announcing today to Infrastructure Australia's 15-year plan.
Okay.
As I've mentioned, also we'll be looking at a national freight and supply chain strategy to understand okay. how freight moves around the country.
And
so
Minister,
a whole range of issues in infrastructure.
I know I said I'd get to rail, but we are out of time, so we might have to do that another time. But importantly, the key headline here is developing urban rail plans for our five big cities. So we'll hear more about that, I'm sure. Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fred.
Paul Fletcher is the Minister for Major Projects, Territories and Local Government.